Hello and welcome to another episode of Trash TV. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Tot.
And today we are covering Lovers and Liars, episode 2.
Episode 2.
Also known as F-Girl Island. I am loving it. I'm not lying. This is such a fun episode. I love the show. It's so fun.
Yes, I always love the show. I was a little bit nervous because I thought the first date or the first, like, at the beginning of the episode, it was a little bit slower and it was like, what the fuck is this kind of thing?
Yeah.
But it definitely picked up and I'm very pleased with it.
It definitely picked up. I remember, like, looking at, like, the clock, like, elimination party or something started, like, halfway through the episode and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, what's going to happen? Because, yeah. Like, there's a lot of time left.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of drama. That's good. Before we get into our episode, as always, just a reminder, you can follow us on Instagram at TrashTVPod or on Twitter at TrashTVReacts. There we share some updates from the nations throughout the shows that we're watching and also about our pod and when we drop new episodes. And if you like this pod, please subscribe, rate, review. We would love your, I was going to say feedback. We don't really want feedback. We just want rave reviews.
Yeah.
If you like us, please review us.
Just give us nice stuff.
If you don't, just move on.
We don't care for the criticism. Yeah.
We're not looking for feedback at this time. You can maybe privately DM us if you have some feedback,
but yeah.
Don't put it in the review.
And also, like, we probably might message you back, but maybe not.
We might be offended. But we'll take it in stride.
We'll probably take it personally.
Yeah. But yeah, and also this is our second episode of Lovers and Liars, which has just started. And then this week we are also going to be starting covering The Circle.
Yes.
Which I'm really excited about. There is an AI bot in this. I don't think it's going to last that long, but it's an interesting gimmick.
Yeah. 4 episodes just dropped on Wednesday. So they drop new episodes every Wednesday and it's 4 episodes each time. So to give you guys plenty of time to watch those 4 episodes, because we all have lives. So we'll be recapping that. And our episodes will be dropping on Tuesday. So yep. Right before the next batch drops. So you have plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Catch up, listen to our episode, watch the new ones. The endless cycle.
Yeah. All the jazz.
Yeah. I'm so excited for that. So yeah, look out for that episode as well. And I think that's about it. Before we get into our recap, as always, let's do a bit of dumpster diving.
Oh, yeah.
We're going dumpster diving. Whoa. Dumpster diving is where we share some tea that we have found through social media and news throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
Okay, so I saw this happen live.
Ooh.
I was about 4 hours after this post. So this is talking about Golden Bachelor.
Oh, no.
Okay. And so we all know how our golden people are getting divorced.
Mm-hmm.
We chatted about that a little bit last time, too.
Mm-hmm.
Depresso espresso. Well, it was about like a couple days post their announcement. And Teresa posts on her Instagram. I actually forgot what she posted exactly because there's other stuff happening that I was more interested in.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know this was... Okay. I didn't know there was follow-up information.
Yeah. I didn't post this on our story because I was just watching it and snapping it to keep it.
Wait. So, okay. I just remember something that I saw.
Wait,
but
what
I don't
it?
Think it's probably what you saw. It was just like April.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It is that. Okay. So I'm looking up what Teresa posted exactly for you guys. So she posted on her... Instagram, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened, from Dr. Seuss, like a little screenshot of that, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so everybody was like, oh, you know, you're such a beautiful human, just basically like hyping her up. And in her caption, she says, to everyone who has expressed love, support, and kindness to me, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You are all such wonderful human beings. It means the world to me that you took the time to reach out to me, whether in person, on the phone, by text, or by direct message. You're also kind to do so. For everyone else who is confused and angry and who does not understand, please try to find it in your heart to understand and to try a little kindness. Not just for me, but for the world and for everyone you encounter. It was one of the most incredible experiences of my life, something I never expected to happen at this point in my life, and I truly thought it was going to last forever. It turns out, even at age 70, you don't know everything. Sometimes things don't go the way you planned, and that's okay. I take so many positives away from this experience. Most importantly, and above all, the incredible friends I know have in all these amazing, wonderful women, and in Angie and Jenny, Peyton and Charlie, the producers and production crew, and so many of you. I ask you to please stay open in all the experiences, opportunities, and love that you may that may come your way. Keep smiling, keep laughing. I will. I love you all. So that's her little caption.
Okay.
Okay. Love that for her, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, before we get into the drama, people who are like upset about this, like dissing her,
I forgot his name.
I know, forgot his name. The guy.
Yeah.
And that are taking this thing personally, get a life.
Yeah.
Because like people are saying like they ruined love for me. I just wasted all my time watching the show, and
that's very rude to put on them.
Yeah,
I'm like, sorry that have your parents never gotten divorced?
Yeah, and
I'm sorry that your idea of love is so fragile.
Like this lady said, she said, I wasted so many weeks of my life watching you chase after this man. Wasted time I can't get back. I won't be watching any future Golden Bachelor. What a disaster it turned out to be.
Okay.
And then 169 people liked that too. I'm like, okay, first of all, again, and this person commented back saying, like, who forced you to watch it?
Yeah.
So true. Like,
and what's waste? Like, did you enjoy it in the moment? Okay, it's not wasted.
Exactly.
Why does it matter whether or not it worked out, actually?
I know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not your life.
Yeah.
And if you feel like it's such a big impact on your life, like, you need to get a better life to begin with, okay?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Like, people are taking it, like, I understand it's depresso espresso, but, like,
they're personally offended.
I know.
They're like, my hope was riding in you.
Yeah. Some people were being, like, mean, too. Like, some people were saying, like, we all know Gary was not who he appeared to be. And I don't know. I was just like, let it happen. I don't know.
Yeah. It's kind of, people are definitely bringing up, like, the, oh, well, you know, like, revisionist kind of like, oh, well, when I saw the stuff about Gary, like, I knew it wasn't gonna work out, I didn't trust him, whatever. Like,
yeah,
I don't think, first of all, I don't think the stuff about him, like, necessarily painted him in that bad of a light anyhow. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, like, this validates that he's a bad person.
I agree.
Yeah
And I also feel like in general, I like the whole reason why they probably just shouldn't have gotten married in the first place, right?
Yeah.
They should have dated. They were saying, like, well, at our age, we might as well get married now. I'm like, well, you had plenty of time to get a divorce. So.
I mean, I'll need to see the paycheck to decide whether or not it was a good decision.
I know. Honestly. Yeah.
Does it cover the divorce? Because divorce is not cheap either, I don't think.
I know. And they got paid. They did get paid to get married.
Yeah.
That's for sure. The wedding was paid for and everything. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, speculation, of course, is, like, you know, Gary kind of chasing after, like, the money in a sense. Mm-hmm. Speculation. And so maybe he was the one that was more into, like, the whole marriage thing to begin with.
Here's the thing. His wife died suddenly. Mm-hmm. Most people have life insurance.
I know. What the fuck?
So what's he doing?
What's he doing?
He's got a house. He's got some life insurance.
He's got a great house. Money. A lake house.
I think he's fine.
Yeah.
But then there was, like, the whole woman thing.
Yeah, yeah. Where he was making her, like, pay rent and stuff like that, too, mm-hmm. which is also weird. And so I also found out that, like, a little bit more into it, like, I guess he was kind of not upset, but he was kind of bummed out that whenever he would go and visit Teresa, like, she wasn't really giving her full attention to him because she was still working and stuff like that, too.
Mm. And I saw that people were saying, like, he wanted to be retired and travel.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And she was still, like, working. First of all, girl, like, retire. You're 70 years old.
Didn't she say, though, that, like, oh, I could be ready to retire?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. So there's, like, a lot of interesting things on both sides that aren't, like, aligning and didn't follow through the way it was supposed to.
Maybe he wanted to retire, like, using her money to go on fancy trips, not just, like, sit around. To, like, go to Italy and all that stuff.
I can see that, too.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyways, there's that tea right there. But the main tea we're talking about here is April, for some reason, she is sharing opinions and thoughts and stuff that are supposed to be inside thoughts.
She's just, like, creating drama around herself.
Yeah.
Like, she keeps saying these things where it's like, well, no one knew that. Like, she's manufacturing everything.
Yeah.
It's weird because she wasn't, like, a dramatic person on the show. She was just like kind of quirky and fun.
Ooh, there's some more stuff that I didn't see. Ooh. Okay, so first things first, somebody said, like, I hope you're not friends with Leslie on Teresa's post. And Teresa responded back saying, like, no, Leslie's one of my best friends, which is nice. Leslie commented on this post saying, I love you, my friend. I'm so happy to call you that. You're beautiful inside and out.
They probably girl chatted. Totally. I bet Leslie told her everything that Gary told Leslie.
Yeah.
And then maybe that was part of the reason.
And so on that comment, April comments, and she said, at Leslie, you and I have had many honest conversations. I mean no harm, only that I saw signs and wanted to share them. By the way, you and Faith are my favorites. And then, hold on, there was this one thing right here I'm trying to find to follow through with.
Something about adding on, like, by the way, you're my favorite, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
It'd be better if you're just like, I'm a bitch and I'm going to tell you how it is.
This person replied to April saying, keep them conversations in private then. Why even mention this in here? Did you not get enough attention? And why are you bringing up Leslie all of a sudden? She has nothing to do with your original comment. And since you saw her beautiful comment, I suggest you take some notes if you want to call yourself a therapist. It's getting weird that you're still talking about this on Teresa's account. And then April...
Wait. How much of this do you think is intentional, like subtweeting type behavior, or it's just old people? Because old people sometimes like don't understand, like my mom will just post like comments to people as a wall, Facebook wall post. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think April's like definitely more with it. She's making reels and stuff. Mm-hmm. But like, do you think some of it could be that?
It's definitely possible.
She's just like, oh, I'm just talking to my friends. She doesn't realize like, oh, she's like commenting very publicly.
No, I think she actually knows. Mm. But it's definitely kind of like, why would you comment that? I guess you can say. It's definitely very confusing. And so then April said, replied back to that comment saying like, no, she reached out to me. Anyways, it's just like a whole bunch of stuff in here.
So now April's like having this conversation with this random internet person?
Yeah. which is hilarious. Okay, so originally this is what she said. She said, oh, she updated. Oh, okay, hold on. So originally, you guys, I have this in my screenshots right here. I wish you the very best. I truly tried to tell you, but this was your lesson to experience. Much love.
She commented that on Teresa's post?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, ugh. Even this person was like, now is not the time, April.
Told you so. Yikes. Yeah. Rude. April was not, was she at the wedding?
Yeah. And she's not part of Askin anymore either, which I have to say.
Wait, she was at the wedding?
She was at the wedding. She was at one point, they had like one shot. She was like chilling at the table with a drink with like another person or something. And they were like talking to them.
I guess just like she wasn't featured heavily as if she is really one of the ones that's close to them or Teresa. Mm-hmm. Like if Susan said that, I'd be like, okay, well, they're actually friends.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's not coming from a place of like, we're close friends. It's coming from a place of like, I'm not actually that close to you. But I tried to warn you.
Yeah, exactly. Again, it's like a more of so like of attention seeking low-key.
Yeah.
And then under that comment, there's people talking to her or whatever, right? And people said, is this why you got kicked out of Askin? And she replied back to that person and said, I ran.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Interesting.
And, mm-hmm. And then, let's see here.
What? But, like, so the thing with Askin, they were all on a vacation. She was, like, making this big post about how she just couldn't make it because of family things, whatever. But then, did she run after that, or was that her, like, running? Like,
I don't know. I just think maybe there was some type of miscommunication, long story short, and people just, like, again, it was just, like, a big miscommunication, but they didn't see eye to eye with some things, and, it like, people got butthurt about it or whatever.
I'm on Susan's side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hmm. And then later on, April basically comments on Teresa's post, a couple things. She says, I care for all women in the world. I want us all to learn from each other and be smart and empowered. Lessons offer us the opportunity. We've all had our hearts broken. What we do with it is entirely up to us. Let's rock this world, ladies. Therese can lead the way. And then, and then she also commented later on saying, I would like to publicly apologize for my error in judgment. I sincerely meant no ill will. I wish all women only peace and power to be their best selves. This was not one for me. Much love and gratitude for understanding. Always April. So
I feel like therapists are always the craziest ones. Everyone I know who's gone into psychology or therapy, they're crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's just like a little bit too messy there. I feel like it's just like exciting to like be part of, you know, a little bit of something here and there, whatever the case is. But
also, what could April have known about Gary that she was like warning people about?
I know, she honestly just didn't like feel Gary. You remember? She yeah. was like telling, she was just like saying like, yeah, like I didn't really like him anyway. So it was like no big deal.
Right.
So like from what? You know what I mean? So
what? Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways. That's my tea.
Interesting. Yeah. April. She's an interesting one.
Interesting one indeed.
We'll be watching. Okay. I wanted to share something that I recently learned, which is that... Camille from Lovers and Liars.
Oh, yeah.
She was on a season of Below Deck, which is another reality TV. Have you heard of the show?
I have not, but I'm not surprised either.
Someone was telling me to watch the show. I don't remember who it was.
Below Deck. What is that? Like a sea thing?
Yeah, it's... I don't really know. I was trying to look up the premise. Basically, it says, Below Deck is an American reality TV series that follows the lives of crew members who work and live abroad a super yacht during charter season. It's on Bravo. It's got some spinoffs. It's described as trashy television. Ooh, maybe we should cover it. But, yeah. So... people didn't really like her on that, from what I'm understanding. I kind of looked up, like, Camille on Below Deck. It said she was on season 10. Her position on board was split between the two main departments, interior and exterior. Therefore, Camille felt pulled in opposite directions quite a bit. Apparently, maybe there's a rivalry between those. I don't know. Mm-hmm. By episode 9, Camille was over it. And for the most part, her crew, the viewers, all said sames. So, I don't think she was very well liked on that show.
I'm not that surprised, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, she's a very interesting character for sure. She's very entertaining to watch. Definitely have opinions.
Yeah.
Thoughts and feelings.
Someone on Twitter said, whoa, Below Deck, last season's Camille is on... oh, so I guess it was kind of recent. Is on Lovers and Liars, and it's a crazy crossover. She's still causing drama as usual. So, apparently she's dramatic. And I think she also had a relationship out of that show, which is no longer... but yeah, so kind of, yeah, she was with this guy named Ben. They called it quits after going on vacation.
How many followers does she have on Instagram?
I don't know. They say the breakup was very ugly.
Ooh.
So I feel like she is an F girl based on this.
Yeah. She only has 41,000 followers. In general, as crazy as it sounds, I feel like the reality TV shows to be on to gain followers is Bachelor and Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, yeah.
Those are like the main ones. And probably even, what should we call it? The Ultimatum.
The Ultimatum, yeah. I think some people from like the original The Circle did well, but I don't know about the previous or the subsequent seasons.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either.
I agree.
But yeah,
Perfect Match, of course, but that's like a
perfect match show.
You have to be on something else.
Yeah, we're waiting, by the way. Give us a date.
We're waiting. But yeah, that's all I have for dumpster diving. Do you have anything else?
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
cool. All right, let's get into this recap. You got your margarita?
I definitely got my marg. Delicious. Okay,
me too. Almost done with my second one. Mm-hmm. Which is a lot for me.
Yeah. Unhinged. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we get into this episode. The guys are like oiling up. I'm like, okay.
Do you know if they're little Abbeys?
Yeah. I don't feel like they did this for the girls. It's kind of like a reverse I had a thought of like, well, they wouldn't do this for the women. And I was like, that's funny, not. Because usually it's people are like, well, they wouldn't do that if it was a man.
I know, right?
But yes, so CJ tells us he wants to get the connections going. Wait, let's pause. Yeah. Can we just talk about like your reads on each of the guys?
Yes, please.
We can talk like up until the end of this episode.
Okay.
Well, to jump specifically ahead to the girl Brie who got like kicked off.
Yeah.
Essentially, I'm on her wavelength. Like, I vibe She's with
the
whatever.
Fake, the fake boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At what she was saying, literally, I was feeling.
Yes, definitely. She was like, Casey, you're a little twerp.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's like, so accurate. Is.
Like, this guy, he kind of had me fooled in the first episode. And by this
he's one, an F-boy.
Even at the beginning, I was like, he's like, in his ITMs, he's like saying all these things that are like sound bites. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just trying to be like charismatic. And then like some of the little things he says, I'm like, I see you, dude. Like, I
yeah. know.
I'm starting to think, like, maybe he's going to take the money.
Ooh, yeah, revenge. Because yeah. that's what happened to him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Revenge play.
Yeah.
Oof, yeah.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
I honestly don't... I call him Benedict Jr., basically, just because he literally looks like a poor man's Benedict. Like it is what it is. Version. Yeah, yeah, baby version.
Yeah. He's Somehow Benedict has the vibe of, like, a 40-year-old man, even though he's, like, I think he's in his 20s.
Benedict is a real one. I'm here yeah. for him, and I'm here for CJ. I enjoy CJ, too. But literally, what is it? Casey? Is his name?
Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting his name,
Me
too.
I'm like, dude, first of all, his radar is just so fucking off.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. I kind of want to talk about the elimination already. But he's yeah. just like, he has such a bad radar. Yeah. He's like, if he's thinking some of the, like, the girls are here for the wrong reasons, he just can't, like, understand what a healthy connection is, I feel like.
He, like... Oh, the girl he kicked off was the one that they had too much sexual connection.
Yes! Yeah. It's like,
okay... But then he's on a date with a girl being like, we're gonna have great sex. It's like, where did that fucking come from, dude?
Exactly.
You're and trying like, to be a nice guy, get married?
In the first place, like, if you want to go ahead and have, like, a good connection with somebody to begin with, like, take advantage of that and, like, yeah. learn from it and see... Go from there. Like,
you I don't... I think that's bad, yeah.
I know. If you feel like...
You're attracted.
Exactly. That's yeah. like a green flag. To have a relationship. And then maybe from there, it can grow from there and stuff like that. But holy shit.
Yeah.
So bad.
I agree.
He literally, A, threw out the nice girl from the first episode, which she truly was a very nice person, She's so I thought. Nice. I'm like, I see no red flags here. So he was like, maybe you're too nice. I'm like, okay. And then this time around, he was like, well, our connection is too strong and it's too sexual and it's like a whole red flag kind of thing. It's like, so you're blaming her for having a good connection chemistry. And good yeah. chemistry, and that's a red flag for you, my guy?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Ridiculous.
But maybe that is like, maybe he is trying to flip it around and he's like, let me get rid of the people that I would feel bad.
Maybe.
You know, get rid of the nice people. I don't know.
Yeah. Because he was like, when she did get eliminated and then they were like exposing that she was a nice girl too. He was like, oh, he was so surprised.
Oh, I'm attracted to you and you're a nice girl? Oh, no. yeah.
God.
I agree. Like, he's kind of pissing me off. At first, I was kind of like, I don't know. Maybe I just feel bad for like underdogs. I felt like in the first episode, he was kind of like underdog-y.
Yeah.
Like, because yeah. I couldn't remember
his name. And we also didn't know him.
Yeah, and we didn't know him. But at this now, I'm like, yeah, this guy.
I know.
Yeah, CJ, I mean, I know you love CJ.
Yeah.
Let
me some CJ.
I do feel like he's... She said he was boring. I'm like, okay, I can see it.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly, like it's fair.
But that's not bad. He's nice.
Yeah.
That's fine. And then Benedict, gosh, I felt really bad for Benedict in this episode.
Honestly, some people can just be, ladies, you don't have to be a bitch either, okay?
Yeah.
Like, literally, even if you're saying like, oh, I'm joking around, it's like, you're not joking around. That's not a joke.
Gang up on him, like.
Yeah, it's like literal mean girl. All right, let's get into
yeah,
it, right?
Okay. Okay, we'll backtrack here.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're on the same page.
Yeah, definitely.
Except about CJ. Yeah. okay, so the guys are kind of talking about their goals. Their goals are the same as every episode, so that's mm-hmm. old news. Girl chat, they're talking about being up for elimination. What is... Jana is saying something about getting off on the wrong foot. I can't remember who Jana...
Oh, she got eliminated, actually. Yeah, yeah, because she was saying... I think it was That's the Casey. That was the one that, like, had a good connection with Casey.
Yeah.
And so, basically, she was already, like, aware, like, he was saying that, you know, they have, like, too strong of a connection or too much chemistry. And so, she was like, okay, I'll back off this time around because I don't want to get eliminated, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't work out, apparently.
I didn't realize that was her. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. she was already picking up on it.
Yep.
So, Casey comes in. He grabs Camille, the below-deck reality star. And she says that she likes Casey, so she's happy.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because she literally was just trying to front to the girls, like, eh, he's not that big of a deal and stuff like that.
She's all over the place. She is all over. The drama. It makes sense now.
I'm also sad, however, this was the date that was the most boring fucking date in the world.
Yeah.
All the dates were kind of boring, not gonna lie.
I don't know why they keep doing this thing. This is the second time, like, with Lexi last episode, they were like, oh, she's so distracted. They do this thing, like, wow, he's just so charming. She can't pay attention. And they do the same thing with Camille, with Casey. Like, as if he's, like, this Greek god or something.
Yeah, she's like, you're so cute. I can't keep my mind straight.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, I don't learn anything about her. I don't learn anything about him. Mm-hmm. I just know that they kiss, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. We do learn during this date that Danny, who is, like, CJ's top interest, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, the girl who, like, fell on her face on purpose, by the way.
I love her. I love her either way. Yeah. Whether or not she was coming up for it.
She knows a tea about Casey.
Yes. She grew up with Casey, went to his high school. Mm-hmm. I need her to spill more details. Because mm-hmm. I feel like this guy's F-boy through and through.
Yeah, give us the dirt.
Like, more stuff. Yeah.
But she doesn't really give us much dirt.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. And then she's like, oh, if you're just like goofy and can have a good personality and have good conversation, you'll be good for him. That's like, okay, anyone? Basic,
yeah.
I don't know if that was just, like, a bad description or, like, she actually doesn't like him.
I know. And also, like, are the girls, they're literally just sitting on this dumb bench the whole entire time Camille's on this date with Casey.
Yeah.
Do you notice that? They're just like, oh, like, she should be coming back anytime. Yeah, like, it's been a while and whatever.
Or if it's, like, literally an hour.
Literally an hour, probably. Yeah. She comes back after her swim and everything. Like, oh, my God, ha, ha, ha. And then that's it. That's literally it. And then they go home because it's, like, the nighttime portion. We see them next.
Yeah, it wasn't really a date. It was just, like, a little conversation and, like, a dip at the pool.
Yeah.
That was strange. She does say something, in her ITMs here where I was already, like, okay, probably F girl because she's, like...
Right.
He's not as smart as I am. Yes. All I want to do is win. She says something about, I've always loved love. I just live in Fort Lauderdale. Not sure what that is supposed to mean.
Well, also, yeah, I don't know what that means either. So we don't know for a fact that she's F girl though.
No.
We do know that Michi yes. is F girl.
Yeah.
And we do see a little bit of her kind of giving Camille like the evil eye a little bit too.
I think they're, like, onto each other's games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so, too. I wish we got more.
They're competing for the money.
Yeah. That would be cool. So, we didn't get much from Michi this episode, but hopefully we'll get it in the future. Because mm-hmm. she's also... We know for a fact that she's F-girl and that she's actually Casey's favorite. Like, one of Casey's favorites, I think, too.
Yeah. Seems like it.
We go into our night portion. And then, again, girls are just hanging out. The guys come
in. Wait. We have CJ's date.
Yeah. Oh. But it was, like, nighttime, and they all gathered again, too. That's why I thought it was weird.
But they're always, like, a surprise.
It was, like, at the same time that CG grabbed somebody, the other two, Benedict and Casey, are still there, and they're having, like, a big group date. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
No me gusta.
It's awkward.
Anyways, CJ asks Danny for a date, and they have, again, like, a carnival thing. It's, like, a janky-ass little carnival. They have, like, a Ferris wheel. One
basketball, yeah.
The literal basketball janky hoop that was there.
I love how they were, like, slow-moing. Like, it's so romantic.
I know.
Just paying for, like,
it's probably...
it's just, like, quiet. They're just, like,
you guys could have at least picked out, like, a cooler hoop with, like, lights and stuff like that. But no, it's literally one that somebody, like, has in their basement. Like, hey, Rob, do you still have, like, that basketball hoop in your basement? Oh, yeah, man. Okay, bring it over. We're going to have, like, them do a little competition
on it. I was trying to see if anything was from F-Girl Island because Hallie.
Yeah.
She had an arcade date. But I feel like hers had more shit.
Yeah.
It was, like, pies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was top three, but
yeah. True. But still, holy cow. I mean, going off a tangent, so there was this time that Nikki Glaser was doing, like, a, what should we call it? She was doing a Q&A on the Instagram or whatever for F-boy, and or lovers and lawyers, I guess you could call it. And they were, like, asking her, like, oh, like, are you guys, like, not on an island, really? And she's like, no, it's not an island because our budget is going towards something more interesting, like my Starbucks orders and kind of going off and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, we can tell that.
Has it ever been on an island?
I don't even know, honestly. Probably first season.
Who did we talk to with saying that it wasn't on an island?
Oh, yeah. No, Hallie was, like, giving us, like, it was not an island.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, who knows where it is, but it's
just, like, in Malibu.
Yeah, probably.
At an Airbnb.
Actually, I think you're right with that, too. But,
yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, it was a sad carnival that they went to, and it made me laugh out loud.
Yes.
But Danny basically tells him, like, off the bat, like, she is, or he is her, like, number one guy. Like, she is here for him and him only, and he loves hearing that.
I am having a hard time believing any of the girls are nice girls. Except maybe Jaslyn.
But even towards the end, I was kind of having feelings about her, too. I wasn't sure at the end either. But yeah.
Like, because Danny, I really want to believe, is a nice girl. I don't know why.
Girls are definitely harder to read than guys, I feel like.
Yeah. Very hard.
Well, some of them are also obviously F-girls.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's just like, all the ones that are getting screen time are probably the F girls, and the quiet girls are the nice girls. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know why I like something about her. But I could see her like totally manipulating him. I mean, she does the fall thing, but I don't know. She gives me the vibe of someone who's like competitive and like will do tricks like the fall, but not necessarily that she doesn't want a relationship.
CJ was also kind of making me laugh a little bit because he kept saying like, I don't want to fall back into my F-boy ways, and
from month ago.
Yeah. I really want to like get to know them and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So like he's trying to be like not a hornball, long story short.
He's trying. He's only like 20 something.
Yeah. 24. Meanwhile, Casey and Benedict are hornballs back in their quote unquote group date. Oh, they're just like kissing everybody.
Yeah. They're all over the place. Casey's such an F-boy.
He's so such an F-boy.
Yeah.
Bad choice.
Yeah. Benedict gets stolen by Brianna.
Yes.
And she... Oh, this was painful. I don't know how much he actually cared about her, because it's probably in ITMs they say, talk about everyone, and you say something nice about everyone.
Yeah.
So he says in this ITM, like, oh, she's hot or whatever, as if he's, like, into her. We don't know if he was actually, like, that into her anyhow. But he seems really, like, put off. Like, he thought, like, she stole him to, like, have a conversation. And then she's basically just like, I'm into your friend.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm here for Casey.
Yeah.
Which, like, I guess. Like, fine. Like, I don't think it's, like, a huge deal. But
it was kind of a waste of his time. Like, he
could. It was totally a waste of his time. Yeah. Like, why talk to him? Just talk to Casey.
And also just, like, I felt like it was kind of selfish to want to be like, oh, like, because then he's like, oh, like, I feel like he didn't know what to do, so he's kind of backtracking, like, oh, you want me to put in a good word, like, whatever, but, like, I felt like it was kind of selfish of her to be like, I want to be friends with you, like, and I want you to put in a word, good word with my guy, like.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting direction to go to, but it's kind of like, what was the point of the conversation?
Just to let you know, I'm not interested in you.
Yeah. He was like, okay, I forgot who you were, but sure.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes. This is kind of the beginning of, like, some awkward things for Benedict, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a bummer. Benedict, just know you're worthy.
It's so funny, like, his different, like, I feel like when he was on his the last season.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, Benedict. Mm-hmm. And now this season, like, they're not about him.
They're shooting him down.
Yeah.
And also, I'm still here for him. So, like, of course he's, like, a goofball or whatever, but I think that's part of his charm. I live for his ITMs. Like, he's hilarious.
He's very silly. Yeah. Some people don't like that.
He's a fucking comedian, you guys. What do you expect?
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean?
But he also feels, he seems like he's not comfortable at all. And he's kind of trying to make light of the situation.
I think that's a good, yeah, because I think last season he oozed more confidence within himself. And this going around, he's, like, a little bit, like, okay, like, maybe he's just, like, a little bit intimidated because there's so many, you know, girls and stuff.
Or maybe it's, like, not knowing, because with the girls, I mean, you can pretty, they could pretty much assume, like, okay, they do want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he came in as an F guy, right?
Yeah.
But now it's, like, well, you can't really know. Anyone could be fucking with you and, like, talking shit on you in the ITMs.
Yeah.
So maybe he's less willing to put his guard down. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went to the next day already, right?
Mm-hmm. Benedict comes in with some short shorts. Okay, and yeah, so this is coming off the friend zoning of this girl, Brie. And then he comes in with these short shorts, and, like, literally, like, most of them seem to have the ick.
Which is such a bummer.
A lot of them are, like, looking at, they're just, like, bad vibes.
Yeah.
This group of girls, they're kind of bad vibes.
Yeah.
They're judgy.
Yeah, not here for it. He basically comes in, and he chooses Jan Danielle, which is so funny, because I literally took it seriously when he said, I heard there was, like, a rave down the road.
And I know, I was like, what's this date?
Yeah. And so I thought there's literally, like, a rave, and she's like, a professional raver. That's, like, a job, apparently.
Oh, really?
That's her job,
I was going to ask, like, what, it's something rave-related. I thought maybe it was, like, she's in the production crew or something.
No, yeah, I don't know, but I think, so she's, like, her job is to go to raves all the time, I guess, and do whatever. And so he was, like, saying, yeah, I heard there's a rave down the road, so I was wondering if Jen Janelle if you'll go or whatever, which I thought was hilarious. And then I was so confused when they went to, like, this yoga kind of setup. That. I'm like, oh, this isn't a rave.
Yeah. Where is the rave? It's just going to appear like a flash mob. I was on the same. Yeah. I was like, oh, that seems fun. Well, it seems like there is a rave in the next episode, so it's not like that.
Right. There you go. I'm not too far off. Out.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Jan Danielle, we know that she's an F girl. She's, like we said, basically the Mercedes.
Mm-hmm. Jasmine is very sad about this also because she was, like, totally feeling out Benedict. She's, like, really serious about it too, actually. Like, strangely serious so quickly.
I forgot. I wrote here that she says she's competitive and she's going to do what it takes to win.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because by the end, she kind of had me convinced, like, nice girl, but maybe that's her strategy.
Maybe, but, yeah, I guess it could be she's just, like, too serious at the same time about the whole thing. Yeah. I was kind of caught off guard a little bit. But, anyways, for their little date, they kind of chat a little bit, and they also, we find out he's going to get waxed from...
Yeah. So,
like, what kind of date is this, first of all? She, like, loves torturing men, I guess. And yeah, they're like, okay.
I feel like she kind of showed her colors here. I was like, she got too into it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you were a nice girl, you would have made that, like, a flirty thing. Which she was like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. Has some house in him on, like, a sacrifice table. It's like, yes!
Yes!
Fire burning behind her.
Yeah. But then once they start talking, it's like she just manages, I guess he fell for it, so.
Yeah, he was totally into it.
Yeah.
He's like, thanks for hurting me.
I really was like, girl, you're not hiding it.
She said in her ITM, if he thinks this hurts, wait till the finale.
She's got some good lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. She tells him, like, you're fine. Stop being a baby.
Yeah. There's, like, a little girl chat. I kind of, like, I feel like there's so many back and forths in this season.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of annoyed about because I'm like, let's just go through and through.
But I don't really care what's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is where actual shit goes down. They're all hanging out at the pool. And it's Camille and Elizabeth is just in the crowd,
I didn't even notice she was there the first time, honestly.
Yeah, that's why I'm... You know what? I don't think Elizabeth was in... I don't know.
But who's anyways, the girl that starts the conversation?
I forgot her. I don't know who the fuck she is, to be honest.
Somehow she managed to stay out of the whole drama.
Yeah.
Basically.
Long story short, basically. Yeah. So there's just three girls I know about. Maybe two. But they're... Well, Camille's for sure one of them, obviously. But they're basically joking around and saying, like, oh, do you even find Benedict's, like, even appealing, like, sexually or whatever?
Yeah.
And Jasmine's like, yeah, totally. Like, I think he's really hot. Da, da, da. And they're like, oh, okay. Like, thinking, like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. And they're like, well, we think he's asexual because he, like, looks hot, but, like, he doesn't, like, seem hot. Like, there's no chemistry. He just doesn't give, like, a sexual appeal.
Yeah.
And, like, during this conversation, they're having, like, flashbacks of him being goofy, of course. Yeah. It's like, got it.
Aw. Yeah.
Poor Benedict.
Yeah. He's like, grinding on a tree.
Yeah.
I laughed at that.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, okay, guys. But at the same time, it's, like,
it's he's mean just
not
girl.
Your vibe. Yeah, yeah, it's fine. Like, he's just not your vibe. That doesn't mean he's asexual.
And it's also kind of like yucking someone's yum. I don't like that phrase.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, literally Jasmine's sitting there like, yeah, I'm attracted to him. And they're like, oh, really? Like, him? Yeah. Like, I would never do that to someone. If someone was like, oh, I have a crush on this guy, I wouldn't... Even if I was like, ew, I would not be like, oh, that guy, like, you have horrible taste.
Yeah, and it's just like, so, in a sense, it's low-key degrading, too.
Also, are those girls, either they're F-girls, or they they're like F-girls. One of the other, they like Casey or something? Like, how is that better?
I know, exactly. You like Benedict Jr.? Okay.
Yeah.
God. But, so anyways, that's the gist of that, and Jasmine gets really butthurt about it, and she does not like the vibes, which I get.
I agree, yeah.
Totally with you, Jazz, but it was just, like, not ending well, and that's what happened on the outside part.
It's just, like, kind of uncalled for, yeah. And it's, like, you know everything is on camera. You know that's going to end up on TV. It's mm-hmm. going to be, like, embarrassing.
Yeah, they're honestly just bored.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, figuring some shit out, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyways, night portion comes around, and CJ wants to get down to the nitty gritty. He's here for business, guys, because he's a professional basketball player that's overseas and wants to find a wife.
Okay. I have beef with this. So he's like, oh, this is good, like, practice for me, basically, rooting out people who are in it for the money. It's like, aren't you supposed to be here for a long-term relationship? What are you saying? This is, I mean, at least I'll learn how to tell if people are fucking with me. Like, aren't you supposed to be looking for someone, like, long-term to marry? You're not thinking about, like,
yeah,
in the future when I date after this, I'll have learned a lesson. Like,
I did not catch that, but that's a good point.
You're not supposed to be learning lessons here, dude. You're supposed to be, like, a nice guy.
Yeah. No, yeah. That makes sense. Well. I wonder how his season's going. I don't think it's going very well right
also,
now.
Also, how old is he? 24?
You know what? Let me look it up. I don't think he's that young. That's crazy if he's that young.
If you're not a pro player by then, aren't you, like, not a pro player? Like,
kind of, yeah. CJ from...
Isn't it like you could draft it out of college, and that's pretty much it?
Yeah. What the heck? That's not CJ. He is... Yeah, he was 24 for F-boy. So he might be like 25, 26 right now.
So he's not going to be a pro player, right?
No, I think he's just playing overseas right now.
What does that mean?
Overseas, like, so he's like over, just playing professionally, like in Europe somewhere. Where they do get paid and stuff like that, but that doesn't mean he's going to make it to the NBA.
Yeah, do people do that?
If they're lucky. Mm. But most likely he's just going to stay overseas and that's it, basically. So he's hoping to go into the NBA. Well, I don't think it's going to happen, by the
way. You're a reality TV star now.
Yeah, exactly. Embrace it.
Yeah. Interesting. How's he getting time off for this? Okay.
Right? That's what I was wondering. How his season's going?
Yeah.
Anyways.
He gets some tequila ads.
Yeah.
Just want to add in there.
Don't you.
Yeah. Can I get it? Okay, Lauren talks to Benedict. He shows off his legs. Then he says he needs some of her lipstick. Yeah. He doesn't really have the lines. I don't.
Yeah, but she's here for it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so these three girls start this plot to, like, go. Well,
did you notice how it started? No. So, poor Elizabeth, I think, got drug into it, right? So, she was like, well, I really want to go talk to him. Mm. And then Camille and the other girl were like, oh, well, let's all just, like, storm him at once. First of all, Camille and this other girl, they're not even his guy. Like, they're his girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so they had totally different intentions.
Yeah.
I do. Actually, yeah, I remember when, I guess it was Elizabeth is standing and she was, like, saying, like, she wanted to go talk to him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be, like, I forget who it was on F-Girl, where they all, like,
oh, agreed. Marcos?
Or something. And they agreed to go talk and then they, like, backed out.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be, like, that kind
of thing. Yeah, I was thinking that, too. But she was, like, basically, and this is what she literally said. She said, okay, so we'll all go there together, we'll talk, but then you guys will leave so I can talk to him myself, right? And they're like, yeah, we'll leave. So
they suck.
They suck, because they didn't even follow through with that, first of all. So poor Elizabeth is, like, confused with what the fuck's going on in the first place. And so they go ahead and bombard Benedict while he's talking to Lauren, and it's so funny because he calls them the Powerpuff Girls. Mm-hmm. And they're just, like, saying, like, oh, they're, like, kind of, like, dragging him throughout the conversation. They don't even mean nice.
Yeah, I'm like, do they hate this guy? Like, yeah, they're being so mean, and they're like, move over.
Yeah, they're not even being, like, fun or anything like that. Oh, they're like, they're not interested in him. They're just being there to be bitches.
They're really, like, being, and it's, like, he didn't do anything bad to him. Okay, they're not attracted to him, but, like, he didn't do anything mean, and they're really, like, dragging him.
Yeah, it's literally, like, the definition of picking on, like, a kid at the playground, basically.
Yeah.
And then Jazz sees what's going on, and so she's gonna head over there. So she heads over there, and it's like, excuse me, ladies, you know, whatever. And they dip out fast.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, were they, like, talking shit about me? And then Camille literally says that she's leaving, like, yeah, we're low-key talking shit about you behind your back.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's okay. He's so interesting. Like,
yeah.
It's sarcastically.
I'm just, like, not over it. Yeah. It's just an ick for them. And so Jazz is then telling him, like, no, like, I'm actually here to tell you, like, what actually went down, da-da-da. And he's like, oh, well, she's like, I was going to tell, you know, but they left, and I was going to, you know, tell them off in front of you. He's like, oh, we should call them back. And she does.
That was weird. Why did he say that?
I know. I think he didn't know that she was actually going to call him back.
Yeah, because I was like, if that was her decision, bad decision. I think it was a great move to be like, I'm defending you, they're being mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a weird situation he probably would have wanted to be out of anyhow. But to call them back, and then, like, they're all standing there, and she's, like, telling him what they were saying about him, like, in front of him, and he's just like, oh.
I just don't think he expected to go down that way.
Yeah.
And I think he literally just was saying, call them back, like, as a joke kind of thing, too.
Yeah.
Everything just went backwards for him. He was like, oh, wait, what happened?
It was so awkward, and they were talking about him like he wasn't even there. Like, basically, she's like, yeah, you said he has no sex. She's, like, reciting everything they said about him.
And he's asexual. And then he was, like, he said, I'm too asexual for this conversation.
Poor guy.
He's like...
That was great.
I was so here for that. He's just like, I'm out, dog. This is too much for me.
He's like, can I leave? But there's, like, no exit route for him. Like, he could have rolled over the couch, maybe. Like, backflip. They're crowding him in.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Can you imagine? Okay, imagine. First of all, you're on a reality show. There's cameras everywhere.
Yes!
You're surrounded by four men talking about how you're asexual and you have no sex appeal.
If the tables
and
were
also
turned,
it's Benedict.
It's not like he can't do anything.
It's not like he's a nerd. You know, I know. Though, it's like he's probably hot. Like, what?
I know. He's like, I'm confused right now. So confused.
It's so weird.
Oh, poor Benedict. But anyways, that was great. It was not that great actually.
And then like more girls showed up. Did you notice that too? Like,
no.
There were other girls standing around at some point. Like, and he's just like.
He's like, oh, why? Oh my god.
It's like a group discussion. Am I asexual or attractive? Like,
let's put a vote in.
Yeah. How many of you have the ick for me?
Oh my gosh.
A poor guy.
Yeah. And then Elizabeth this whole time, she's like, I want to be clear. I never said this. I kind of felt bad for her because she literally, this was not part of her plan at all.
Yeah, no, she's like the, like, kind of oblivious girl that, like, the mean girls, like, rope in.
Exactly. She's literally Katie Heron from Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And the other girls, Regina
George.
Or the
dumber one. Yeah. 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 She's Karen. Like, I didn't start this. I don't know how I ended up here. Poor girl. I do think she's a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Casey's just having fun.
Yeah. We don't get much from him, which is fine.
Yeah. Lexi's mad at him for not showing enough attention to her.
Mm-hmm.
We get this, like, flashback about Casey season, how he was not chosen by his girl.
And that he's like, I'm not trusting any of these girls.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't trust him.
Yeah.
And then Jaslyn confronts the girls in front of the group.
Yeah.
Camille and her basically get into, like, a screaming match. Elizabeth is saying, like, she's mad at Jaslyn basically just because she lumped her in with the other girls. Which I think is fair.
Yeah.
She was there. She knows that that's not how, like, it started. But I also, like, am kind of on Jaslyn's side. Like, Camille seems like a fucking bitch. And, yeah. and then I thought it was funny how, like, Jaslyn's like, okay, just don't take it personally or whatever. And then Camille's like, you're the one taking it personally.
She definitely has some interesting lines in this season. Because we later on see how she's, like, blaming Casey for, like, judging her on her behavior.
Yeah. If you're gonna judge me based on my personality, like, yes.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. It makes sense that she was the drama on another show.
Yeah, definitely. Going to elimination time?
Yes.
So eliminations come around. good stuff here. I think, long story short, so we find out that Benedict picks Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. What was the other girl's name?
Bree.
Oh, yeah, Bree. And then CJ chooses the girl he chose last time, too. What was her name?
Alyssa, I think.
Alyssa?
And yeah. Then Yasmina, who yeah. I don't know.
Which I totally forgot about her, too.
Yeah.
And then Casey picks, sorry, you can fill in that, too.
Jaina and Lexi.
And basically all their fucking reasons why they chose these girls are because you didn't interact with me.
Yeah.
And, you know, you didn't try and make the effort. So it's like the same shit, basically.
Yeah. Well, Benedict has Elizabeth, who he thinks is part of the drama. Yes. And Bree, who friend-zoned him.
Yeah, he's the only one that had a difference.
Yeah.
And then basically the other girls that were quote-unquote there because they didn't give enough time, they say the same shit as well. Well, we didn't get much time, and it's because there's, like, a lot of girls trying to talk to you and, you know, things yeah. like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just like, okay.
Okay.
Boring.
Yeah. Definitely Alyssa, I think, is the one who, this is her second week of 2 weeks mm-hmm. where he's been like... CJ has mm-hmm. been like, oh, you didn't talk to me. And she's like, well, in time, we'll talk.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like you're running out of time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is, of course, when Casey was like telling, what's her face?
The one that Jaina.
Too, yeah, that he's too attracted to her.
Too much chemistry.
Too much chemistry.
Yeah. Red can't flag. Be nice. Yeah, that's no good.
Impossible. I'm an F-boy, so I can't fall for a nice girl.
Yeah.
I can't have the same energy as a nice girl. It's impossible.
He's just such an idiot.
Not, oh my god. He's so bad.
Yeah.
Make it make sense, Casey.
In the flashbacks, I was like, oh my gosh, he looks more like an F-boy. Like, it gave me more context.
Yes.
Yeah.
It just makes it look worse and worse every time. And he's a young guy. I'm telling you, young guys are just F-boys in general.
24, it's too young.
Yeah, too young for this.
So Benedict ends up eliminating Bree. Mm-hmm. Actually, let's save this.
Okay.
CJ eliminates Alyssa. She was a nice girl. CJ's like, I know. I think he just wanted an easy elimination because she wasn't talking to him. Casey eliminates Jaina for having too much chemistry. And turns out she was a nice girl. And
he was shocked by it.
Yeah. Jaina has a funny ITM where she's like, I think they think they're on to something.
I know. Which is accurate.
Yeah.
She basically is speaking her thoughts.
Yeah. and then Bree is eliminated. I thought she was going to be a nice girl. It turns out she is an F girl. She's one of Benedict's girls.
Mm-hmm. She's the one that friend zoned him and wanted to go for Casey.
Yes. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah, she's so fun.
She's like, F girl, baby. And then she does a read on each of them. And she's like, Benedict, honestly, you're an angel and I didn't want to fuck you over. That's why she friend zoned him, which I thought was sweet.
Yeah.
And I also like... Interesting that she wouldn't go for, like, a reformed thing with Benedict. Seemed like she liked Benedict. Or she wasn't... Maybe
I think she wanted the full amount of money.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I like that because at least it was a good shout out for him to kind of up his ego a little bit and help his little confidence because he just got shot down.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So, that was nice. And then she goes and, like, bashes each of the other guys.
Yeah.
So, she says, CJ, you're boring.
Yeah.
Which... You know, it's fair. and then she goes in on Casey, which I loved and lived for.
She calls him a twerp. I love that word.
Twerp was so good. That brings me back to Fairy Odd Parents.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Timmy Turner.
Yeah. Twerp. What, the sister yelled that or something.
Yeah, the babysitter, yeah. Vicky. Oh, my God. That was so good.
I'm gonna start calling people that.
Yeah.
What such a twerp. Diss. You sound like a fifth grader. He is a fucking twerp.
Loved it.
Yeah. She wanted to teach him a lesson. Love that from her. She needs her own spinoff. and that's pretty much it for eliminations. Nikki says, ladies, you're safe. Guys, not really safe. Sucks for you. And then CJ's like, they play like dramatic music, like something's going to happen at the end. CJ's conflicted if he made the right decision. Yeah. Next episode, we get some raves. We get some sexy stuff. Looks like maybe more girls are coming in. And more drama, more fighting.
Yeah, about the same things, too.
Yeah.
But it looks very interesting.
I mean, they must have seen Camille on the deck, whatever, below deck, and been like, she's good TV. Because she is. She's causing drama.
No, 100%. Definitely. Mm-hmm. She's not making sense, which we love, though. We love a delusional person.
that's the best drama, because you're like, how is this even happening?
Yeah.
And then the other people were like, what's going on here? Like, they get more insane because they're like, I'm not sure what reality is.
Yeah. Good stuff coming up.
Yeah. I'm excited. But yeah, I think that's it for our episode today. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you next episode for our recap of The Circle.
Do we have any trash reacts?
We do not have any trash reacts.
Okay, no trash
only,
reacts.
The only thing I saw on Twitter was that information about Camille.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
Yeah. We need more people to watch. I feel like there's not much of a crowd right now.
Yeah, I don't know if they lost branding with the Lovers and Liars thing, but like on Twitter, F-Boy Island was pretty popular. I mean, it's not Bachelor, obviously, but like there were people using the hashtag.
Yeah.
Lovers and Liars, like all the top posts are just from the show, which is kind of upsetting. So we'll tweet our thoughts. We'll be better about tweeting our thoughts, and you do the same, and then we will share them here.
Yeah, definitely, you guys. Thanks for joining in. Literally, go ahead and message us what your thoughts and feelings. We love hearing it, and we hope to hear from you guys next time.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Bye.